Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Good morning, David Cruz for Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Last week's triple murder of three college students in the city of Newark caused anger and frustration and a call for unity in the community. Later today, Mayor Cory Booker will introduce a new crime-fighting initiative that he hopes will help to combat gun violence in New Jersey's largest city. But one councilman is taking a different approach. The primary suspect in this case, Jose Carranza, is an undocumented immigrant who was out on bail pending trial on a number of violent crimes. Now Newark Councilman Ron Rice Jr. wants police to report to immigration authorities any undocumented immigrants arrested on felony charges. Councilman Rice joins us this morning to talk about his proposal. Councilman, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
I know you represent the West Ward where these murders took place. Why don't we start by having you explain your proposal?
Yes, it's really a first attempt to try to start having a dialogue about this situation and how do we prevent it from occurring again. Everywhere I go in my ward and throughout the city, people ask me, how does Jose Carranza or someone like him, how are they on the street? And it's an answer that I don't have. And indeed, I'm trying to start the dialogue with my proposal and to try and give law enforcement the tools to make sure it doesn't happen again. But I want to make it very clear that we have to balance that out with the rights of illegal aliens who are working, trying to become citizens and hardworking and paying taxes in our city, and that we are not trying to demagogue this issue or make this some sort of racial profiling. My attempt is to try to bring everybody to the table, law enforcement, city officials, federal officials, state officials, and even advocates for illegal alien rights in this nation.
Well, I have to say, Councilman,
that makes sense.
I have to say, Councilman, that that's the sort of the first thing that jumped out to me and a lot of people who work with immigrants, particularly, that it seemed that this proposal would kind of serve to scapegoat immigrants. I mean, the reason that this suspect was out on bail, or the fact that he was out on bail, has raised a lot more questions about the bail laws than it does about immigration laws, doesn't it?
Well, I think it's everything, Dave, to be quite frank. And I'm not somebody that is an expert on this and never claimed to be. I'm also somebody that's very progressive on these matters. I believe in amnesty for illegal aliens. I believe in speeding up the process towards citizenship, and I'm on record of supporting that. But I believe there has to be a pragmatic way that we look at all the issues, not only the bail setting, but also immigration in terms of the type of information that is forwarded to law enforcement to keep people off the streets. I am of a mind that when we are inclusive in government and we bring people to the table to make decisions and include everybody's opinion to bring something that's pragmatic and practical, that's the best way to have policy. And so I have not drafted a final resolution. The press conference and the press release that I put out was to say that this is my intent. But it doesn't mean that if advocates come out and folks come out and say this is the wrong way to go, that I'm not willing to change it. What I want to start is the discussion and the dialogue about how do we balance both sets of rights of illegal aliens trying to become citizens and working towards the American dream, but also to protect citizens from heinous crimes committed by illegal aliens or anybody else in our community.
And you quoted in the Star Ledger, I guess it was yesterday, it says there's an uproar in the community that he was allowed to be out because of his status. It's appalling.
Yes.
But it seems you seem to suggest in this quote that you're saying he was out on bail because of his status.
No, that's a misquote. The status meaning because of bail, because of whatever circumstances actually allowed him to be out.
Right. Okay.
That's what I'm getting to. And again, I think what the brouhaha is really making much ado about nothing. We cannot, and I would not allow this situation to be made to tear the city apart. We need everybody in our city, whether you're a citizen here, whether you're an illegal alien working towards citizenship, whether you're here on visa, whether you're visiting from another country, to be part of making the solutions here. And so I'm raising a flag to see if anybody salutes. And if people have other ideas, I invite them to join the debate and the crafting of this legislation. But to sit and not do anything and to not raise the questions, particularly when the community is raising the questions, is not leadership. And indeed, I'm trying to lead on this issue and to bring everybody to the table to help me to craft something that are going to protect citizens. And that could be in any form, and that can include any policy. I'm open to all of them.
Well, following on your logic then, do you expect that there should be an attack or questions raised about bail laws?
Absolutely. And I think that's legitimate. Part of this debate, and I'm inclined to bring that into any legislation that I call for as well. I'm open to pragmatic solutions to what is obviously a problem, and I'm trying to raise those issues in a way that is honest, that is trying to find real answers, that does not demagogue this issue, or again, allow for racial profiling. Because one thing I will not allow is for this resolution to be used as a backdoor to racially profile anybody who may be in this country striving to become a citizen, who pays taxes and who works jobs, to be quite frank, that many Americans don't want to do. And I'm not going to allow that to be played with this in terms of a political football at all.
Yeah. The courts have ruled that immigration enforcement is a federal responsibility. Do you accept that, and how would that impact your proposal?
I honestly don't know. And that's the reason why we're putting this trial balloon up, if you will, to discuss those issues. I think what has happened is that we have not had an honest debate. And I decided to put this resolution forward because I didn't want those folks to come out who have agendas to come into our city and divide us, to let them lead the debate. I want to jump on it first and to say that I want to bring all aspects of our community together to discuss these things. And if it's a federal matter, then we want the feds and our congressmen to be part of that discussion as well. But it's time that we have honest leadership and that we stop media and other folks from coming into our community and dividing us up and jumping on top of issues and having us respond. We don't need to react. We need to be proactive.
I used to work in Vailsburg many moons ago, and the number of Latinos in Vailsburg in, say, the late 80s is totally different than what the Latino population is there now. There's been a sort of a sharp increase. Can you characterize relations between Latinos and blacks in the city nowadays, and maybe specifically in the West Ward that you represent?
I think it's good, particularly in the area where unfortunately, these tragedies occurred. As you are aware, we have Ivy Hill Apartments, mm-hmm. which is 10,000 residents, and it's probably the most diverse apartment building you could find in New Jersey or any place else, where we have Ukrainians mixing with people from South America, mixing with people from India, mixing with people from the Caribbean and the African diaspora, and African Americans and Mexicans and Lithuanians. So it's a very multiracial UN-type situation, and it works well. All you have to do is look at the park across the street from it, and you see just everybody playing together. And that's what I have seen. I've seen an increase in Latino population in my ward, and I think it's a good thing. I like to promote the diversity in my ward.
There's a piece in today's New York Times that talks about this genuine sense of unity that has spread throughout the city since last week's murders. You've been there all your life. How is this different than other calls for unity in the past?
I think because we've hit a bottom, if you will, and that the community now wants to join hands to make sure that we have no place else to go but up, to be frank with you. And like any kind of problem, you know, you have to hit that bottom in order to start rising. I think this was not only cold water in the face of the city, but it was cold water about the basic divisions that have kept us together. And while I have not seen racial divisions between Latinos and African Americans, and as I go throughout the city, there is a renewed sense of purpose among our people to do better, to take responsibility as a community for improving our community, and not necessarily just pointing a finger at government and saying what you're not doing. What I say to people who point to me is I'm extending my hand and saying I need your help. I need you to join me to transform this city. The days are over. We can sit in our living rooms and point fingers and say what needs to get done. People of goodwill have to now roll their sleeves up and join their elected officials and join their community organizations and block associations and churches to reform our system. The problem is our community, and only the community can save us.
All right. David Cruz in for Brian Lehrer on WNYC. We're talking with Ron Rice Jr., councilman from the West Ward in the city of Newark. Councilman, the mayor referred to this as a defining moment for the city. I take it you agree with that.
I absolutely. Yeah. We created something in the West Ward last year called the West Ward Collective, which was really trying to do exactly what the mayor is trying to do right now. And we had good attendance, but not enough participation. I have literally gotten hundreds of people from my ward alone who have said, Councilman, I am now ready to step up. A young child that was murdered maybe 4 weeks ago in my ward, his mother came to my office last week and said, I'm not going to be pushed out of my home. Newark is my home, but it's time for me to get off the sidelines.
I mean, there's been in the past this sense of outrage, but there's, I feel, a sense of defiance now.
Yes, and we must harness that for the saving of our city. If we don't, then we're gonna lose an opportunity to really change the destiny of our town. And I see that. And so we have to move very quickly to bottle that energy, that newfound commitment, that new covenant that we've been preaching about for this whole year. If we don't, I don't know what the city will become. And so we need to harness it now, make it work now, and include everybody, even people who may be political, quote-unquote, enemies of the administration or others, be part of the solution.
Later on today, the mayor is going to announce a new anti-crime initiative that uses something like 100 cameras and this gun sensor technology that has shown some positive results in East Orange, which is right next door. I would imagine, especially nowadays, that you'd get a lot of support for this kind of initiative in the city, but are you a little concerned about this severe reaction in the other direction where maybe cops are given wider latitude to target certain areas of the city?
Well, I think again, it should be responsible policy when it relates to that. I'm actually contributing $300,000 from my community development fund for capital improvements to buy 10 to 15 additional surveillance cameras for the hot spots in my ward specifically. My residents want that. And so I'm going to put dollars behind that commitment. But I also believe you do have to balance it out. That's why I'm a proponent and will be proposing in the next 30 to 60 days a civilian complaint review board, something I think is long overdue in the city of Newark, because I believe we all should be held accountable. And that includes our elected officials. That includes our police department as well. There needs to be a balance, but the city folks are looking for us to be aggressive on crime. If we can't get the crime rate down and get control of these streets, all the good things that we're trying to do in the city in terms of jobs and recreation and other opportunities will be for naught.
Yeah. I know you and the mayor are close friends. He calls you his brother.
Yeah.
In the weeks before the shootings, he was having a tough time with critics and opponents. I mean, there was this fiasco about the kids not getting paid for their summer jobs. Even in the first days after the shooting, people were calling for his resignation. But since then, you don't really hear much of that or even read it in the blogs or the chat rooms. How have these events not only changed his political footing, but also changed him as a person?
I think what you've seen as a result of these things is the real spirit of Newark coming to the fore. We fight here. I mean, that's what we do. We're a cantankerous city. We're a city where we will knuckle up and do those types of things. But I think the mayor got a taste of the humanity. When you talk to the families of these victims, and they said, we don't blame the mayor or the city council elected officials. This is about the community. This is about family structure. And they have been a pillars of strength for even us as these murders hurt and literally crushed our spirits. The victims' families brought us up. And I think Corey finally saw the spirit of Newark picking him up and telling him, man, we're behind you. Now lead.
Outside of the abstract, right?
Say that again?
I mean, outside of the abstract, because there's always been that, but he hasn't. You're saying that now he feels almost buoyed by that and seeing it in a real way.
I think what he saw is a renewal to answer the call for a new covenant in this city, and it didn't come from him. It came from the community to him.
Right.
And that's the difference.
All right, we're going to have to leave it there. Councilman Ron Rice represents the West Ward in the city of Newark, which includes the Ivy Hill neighborhood. Councilman, nice talking to you again. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
David Cruz for Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up, we'll talk infrastructure.